Scientists have identified a growing threat to the great apes of Africa, infectious diseases carried or spread by human beings. According to a study in the journal Nature, the latest victims may be a group of chimpanzees killed by anthrax poisoning. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
German researchers have been studying three particular groups of Ivory Coast chimpanzees for the last 20 years. Every now and then, when one of these chimps disappears and then turns up dead, veterinarians like Fabian Lindhertz are called in to do a necropsy. Last October, he spent most of the night cutting up the body of a juvenile male chimp that had fallen out of a tree. Failing to find out why the chimp had fallen out of a tree, Lindhertz decided to go to bed and sleep until at least noon the next day. Turns out he didn't get to sleep that long.
The assistants came running out of the forest, I think at 11 about in the morning, and said, "Well, Fabian, there's another one." And we saw how he died.
The people who were tracking this particular chimp said he began the morning looking fit.
And then suddenly he started like feeling weak. He had troubles walking and so on. He vomited, and then he just climbed up the little tree and fell on the ground and was dead.
Lindhertz packed a bunch of tissue samples into canisters of liquid nitrogen and flew them to a lab in Germany, where molecular biologist Hans Ellerbrook found proof of anthrax poisoning. Samples of five other chimps that had recently died in the park were flown in after that. Turns out they'd all been killed by anthrax as well. Anthrax spores occur naturally, but not in forests like these. Hans Ellerbrook says they might have been brought in by an infected wild animal.
This is one possibility. The other possibility is that it has been introduced from the outside since civilization is moving closer and closer in, and there are ecological niches that are coming in contact with the human populations where there has been no contact before.
Lindhertz says the forests that are home to these chimps have gotten much smaller and more disconnected in recent years. Trucks that carry livestock known to harbor anthrax travel through them all the time. Livestock that die are often just thrown off the back of the trucks, he says. Maybe one of them landed in a waterhole used by the now dead chimps. The cause of this particular incident may never be known for sure, but veterinarians like Billy Koresh of the New York-based Wildlife Conservation Society thinks they will be repeated, given the number of diseases that affect both people and apes.
Yeah, our best count for great apes and humans, because we're so similar genetically, it's probably over 100 infectious diseases. That includes parasites and viruses and bacteria and fungi.
Koresh says the list of diseases that has already jumped into ape populations includes polio, measles, influenza, and tuberculosis, to name just a few. He also notes that some diseases jump the other way, especially when hunters kill diseased apes and sell their meat as food in local markets. Various teams of scientists are studying this problem now, looking for ways to minimize the movement of ape-killing diseases. Koresh says improving the health of the people living near the apes is one of the more obvious solutions.
Simple things like treatment for tuberculosis, vaccinations for measles and influenza, those things can really help reduce the risks of great apes because the local villagers are healthier, so they're not putting disease back into the forest. So it's actually a great mechanism to protect the health of great apes and also benefit people.
John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.